Begin the current daf, Masechtas Nida daf Gimel. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, and that is we began the Masechta, the Perek, the Mishnah, the daf on the previous daf regarding this Machlekes of Shammai Hill and the Chacham regarding when the woman has a Ri of Dam. Do we say in regards to laws of Tyrus, like Shammai says, Dayin Shaitan? Okay, from here on we know that she has Tumas Nida, but anything beforehand we presume that it's Tar. Or like Hill, do we say that no, it's even previously been Pekid L'Pekido, like the Chachamim, whichever one is smaller, from Me'es Li'es, or Pekid L'Pekido. That was the Machlekes we had in the Mishnah. Now, on that, the Gemara says, what was the reason for Shammai? Isn't there a situation of doubt? So he says, Hemen Hishal Al-Cheskas. That was the first interpretation that we gave for the opinion of Shammai, that a woman has a Cheskas Tahara. Up until then, we know she was Tahar. Now that we see Dam, we say, okay, now when that happened, but before, and we presume that she was Tahar. On that, the Gemara asked, both on Shammai's opinion and on Hill's opinion, from two different Tanoic texts, regarding that we see, specifically, let's say, regarding Shammai, that there is a Tumma that we're going to say is going to be Lamafreya. Not like Shammai, who we said, no, here we see the problem from here on, but not previously. So the Gemara gives the same answer for both Tanoic texts, that there is Tarta Lireya. So there's two flaws. There's two different variables, whether it be a kli immersing in the mikvah, whether it be a chavis of yain for the laws of truma. But the point is, you have a problem with a thing that you're trying to fix, which that had a cheskas of a problem. And then the thing that's trying to fix it also has a flaw in it, because we see that something was happening to it, that it wasn't in its original chazaka. So therefore, we say that's going to have retroactive tumma. But Shammai is talking in our Mishnah where there's only one problem. The thing that the woman touched had a chazaka of tahara. It was tahiris. It was something of truma or something like that. The woman herself, she doesn't have Cheskas Tahara anymore, because we see this Dam Lefanecha. So fine, that's where we're going to say Dayin Shai. Now, then the Gemara asks, but those two Tanoic texts, although they're both saying that there is a Tumma L'Mafreya, because of Tarta L'Reisa, the problem is, but one of them defines it as in the definitive Tumma, as we find, like the Mishnah spoke in Mikvayis, that we're saying that even in Rosh Hashanah it's going to be Tamei, which obviously that means a definitive Tumma, because Suffolk Tumma Rosh Hashanah is generally Tahar. And yet we have the other Tanoic text, which was speaking about the Chavis of Yain for the laws of Truma, that then we say that the Suffolk Mafreya, that the problem of Mafreya was only a Suffolk. So how do we understand that contradiction? So that the Gemara concluded and said, you're right, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, and each one and the other one will hold according to their opinion. The one of the Mishnah that said it was definitive is going like the Chachamim. The Braisa that we brought regarding the Chavis of Yain, of Truma, that said it's a Safik, would hold the same thing regarding Mikvais, that it's a Safik, and it's a Machlekes Tanoim. As the Braisa that defines this was brought on the bottom of the previous daf that spoke about the case of the Mishnah Mikvais as a Machlekes, a mikveh that was measured, and it turns out, although originally we had known that it had the measurement that was necessary for Tahara, turns out it doesn't have the 40 saw. So the Tanakama says, all the Tahara that happened retroactively, even in the Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Tamei. Obviously we see holds as definitive. Rabbi Shimon says, no, in the Rosh Hashanah it's going to be Tahara, because there he holds it as a Suffolk, and Suffolk Tum Rosh Hashanah is Tahara. Whereas in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, as we'll explain why, he holds there it's going to be Tahara, and there it's going to be suspended. That's because in the situation of Suffolk, so you have a Suffolk, so we'll say Tahara. But therefore that's the Machlekes Tanoim, and therefore it's not a contradiction of those two different Tanoic texts, it's a dispute. Now that's where we continue on top of Gimel and Aleph, and the Gemara says, Ushneim Loilam Dua. And both the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon, they both didn't learn their respective opinions in disagreement regarding the laws of Suffolk Tumma, Ela Mesaita. They're both actually learning that from the same source, because they suspected adulterous woman. The Pasuk says, Midbar Hei V'hitnit Ma. Now, although it's defined as that she was defiled, but it literally means to say that there's ritual impurity. So we see that the laws of Tumma compared to the laws of a site of a suspected adulterous woman. So how does that play out? So the Gemara explains. Rabbanan Sarviki Saita said, okay, we're going to compare the laws of Tumma to the laws of Saita, which Saita, as the Gemara says, Ma Saita Safiki, it's the same thing that we're with our discussions regarding Tumma. Just like the suspected adulterous woman, it's a situation of doubt. We don't know if she was unfaithful or not. That's the whole process of Saita. Vasu Kavada, yet the Torah equates it as if she definitively did something unfaithful, because she's actually loses her cheskas kashas, and she's forbidden to her husband until she drinks from the bitter waters in the base of English. So Achanami here also say the Rabbanan. Safik Vasu Kavada, the laws of Tumma, the same thing. When we have a situation of doubt, which was the Mishnah we defined in Mishnah Masechtas Mikvayis, we make it like it's a definitive. And therefore, yes, even if the mikvah that we have a situation of doubt was in the Rosh Hashanah, we're going to say that it's definitively Tumma. But then the question is, ask the Gemara and the Rabban, Saita, if we're learning out the laws of Tumah from Saita, then Imiki Saita, then we should say all of it like Saita. And we should say, Ma Saita Bashus Ram Tar, which is actually is the question on the opinion of the Rabban itself, just like Saita, actually in the public domain, she doesn't have any problems as Saita. Because public domain has nowhere for her to conceal herself. The whole halacha of Saita is when the husband warns her, and then she, in spite of that warning, she secludes herself. So if there's a situation of question on her, if it was in the public domain, there's not going to be a problem because there's no stira. So in the public domain, she's, quote, tahar. So to the contrary, here also in the public domain, we should say that it is tahar, and the mikvah that we had that has this doubt because it was lacking in the public domain actually should be tahar. Says the Gemara, Nohachiyasha, can you compare the two? Hasa mishum stirahu. We don't learn out the laws of the mikveh from the Saita in this regard. Because by the Saita, the whole reasoning is because mishum stirahu, because of the seclusion that she did. That's the element that's necessary for the doubt of the halach of Saita. Because of possibly something unfaithful that she had done. Now, you can't have seclusion in the public domain. So therefore, in the public domain, you're right, she's not going to have a problem of Saita. But here the reason is because the mikveh is lacking, and therefore that creates the element of doubt, which we learn out from the doubts of Saita, which we create the Safi Kavadai. And here, by the laws of the mikveh, mali chasa b'shus ram, mali chasa b'shus yachad, what would make the difference if it's lacking as a mikveh in the public domain or in the private domain? That wouldn't make a difference. So for that, we're not going to learn out the laws of tumah from Saita to say, oh, you see b'shus ram there, it's tahir also. No, that's because that's unique to Saita, you can't have stira. Here it doesn't make a difference where it's lacking. And rather, what we're going to learn out is the halacha of the safek kevadeh. Now, v'chidim, if you're going to say, but wait a second, ha'kal safek tumah b'shus ram tar, but we know that we learn out that halacha is everything that has a doubt of tumah, if it's in the b'shus ram, it's tar. So you do see that we learn out from the laws of Saita, even though fundamentally they're different, so then why are we saying over here by the mikvah that it's going to be tumah? It's still a safek. Says the Gemara, Kidin the Ikka Tartal Reis, and this is what we explained already in the previous staff. Now, here by the mikvah, since there's two flaws, as we said, the thing that you wanted to purify itself had a cheskes of tumah, and even the mikveh itself has a flaw in its chazaka, so kevadi tumah dami, so it's considered like a definitive tumah. And therefore, that's why we're saying it's like a definitive tumah according to the opinion of the chacham. Now, and that's again based on the principle of saying that safek is kevadi, because ultimately it's not like a vadai, but it's still less than the classic safek that we say generally all safek tumah is going to be like saita, that's going to be tarbish hazara. That's the Chacham. Reb Shimon Tzavak, he says, yeah, he's learning out like Saita too, but from the other angle. He says, Ma Saita B'Shus Ram Tar, which was the question we had asked in the Rabban, and that's what he holds is the actual opinion. He says, just like by Saita, in Rishus Ram, she's not going to have any, quote, tumah, she's not going to be considered defiled to her husband, Sachanam B'Shus Ram Tar, here also. That's what he said in this case, as we brought in the Brice, the previous staff. Disagreeing with the anonymous Tana in the Mishnah Maseches Mikvais, he says that if there's a suffix regarding when did the lacking start, we say that in Rosh Hashanah that doubt is going to be considered tar. But then the question is, wait, Imi Saita, but if you're learning from Saita, Emiki Saita, then you should say like Saita, which the question is on the other half of Reb Shimon's halacha. Ma Saita b'shus yachid, tamei avadai, but in the private domain, if a woman was secluded, then we say she's considered definitively tamei, which is really where the Rabbanan learned it out from. And that's actually where the differences end up being. The Rabbanan really learning out from Tumah from Saita in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and as we're explaining, Reb Shimon actually learns out Tumah from Saita from Rosh Hashanah Rab. And we ask in each one the other half, and we say, no, that we're not learning out from Saita. Which the Gemara is saying, wait, say like Saita. Ma Saita Rosh Hashanah Yachid Tumei Vadi, just like the private domain, we consider her not just a Tzavik, but definitive, and therefore she's forbidden to her husband. Sachanami Rosh Hashanah Yachid Tumei Vadi. Here also in the private domain, so why does Reb Shimon say that it's only Taluya, it's suspended? You can't eat it, but you don't burn it. Why not? Should be considered definitively tamei, and you should actually have to burn it when you have the suffix in this mikvah that was chaser in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Which the Gemara says, no, hachiyashta, can you compare the two? And again, another difference now for Reb Shimon between the laws of tumah and that of Saita, and saying that no, that's unique for Saita, and therefore, yeah, by Saita we'll say suffix kevadei. Because hasen yesh reglayim ledavar. There, by the Saita, there is indicating factors that are telling us that she is tamei, so to speak, that she's defiled. and that she was unfaithful. Why? And therefore, to say that it's like definitively, Kashari Kinala, the husband warned, don't seclude with that man, Venistra, and she secluded. So that's telling us something. So therefore, we're going to say that Safik is going to be like Vade. Here in the halacha of the mikvah, what indicating factors are there to tell us that if we see the mikvah is missing today on Wednesday, that to say that, oh, must be that Monday was also. No, maybe right now it started. So what we learn from this is actually that Reb Shimon holds in general, by any time that there's a Safek Tumah in Rishus HaYachid, he actually holds, not like is many times explained, that Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tameh, rather it's Tylan. He says it's suspended, because there is no indicating factor, and it's actually different, and we're not going to learn it out from Saita regarding this halacha of Rishus HaYachid, that we say by Saita Safek Kavadli. For Tumah he holds that no, there's no indicating factor, it's a doubt, unlike the case of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, where we're going to say it's tar, because that we do learn that from Saita. But Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he says it's a doubt, and therefore the halacha is going to be at most toilin, suspending, you don't eat it, but you don't burn it. That's one interpretation. V'boy say, more if you want, says the Gemara, you could say that no. If the Rabbanan would have learned that as the first interpretation said, because we were saying, oh, once we give that resolution for the contradiction of the two Tanaic texts, and we said it's Machlekes Rabban Reb Shimon, we came to explain, okay, what's the understanding of their sources? So the first interpretation said that both learning it from Saita, and we just explained from different angles. And that the Gemara says right now, no, that if the Rabbanan had been learning out their opinion regarding the laws of Safek Tumah from Saita, then they would have said, as we had asked on the first version, that no, it's just a Rabban, it would be Tar, because that's the laws by Saita, so then you would say the same thing regarding Safek Tumah. Rather, we do not learn out from Saita. What do you mean? Doesn't the Pasuk say the terminology Tumah by Saita? Yes. It's the initial, what we call Tchilas Tumah, which is, did something become Tumah? For that, the Pasuk is equating it to Saita, which is the same concept, did the woman become, quote, Tumah, defile? But Saif Tumah, which is like the halacha that we're discussing here with the Machlekes Rabban Reb Shimon regarding the halacha of the mikvah, where it was Tumah, we're just wondering, did it become removed from Tumah? Did it become fixed? For that we don't compare. So therefore the question then is, so what's the reason of Reb Shimon that he says that it's going to be Tar and Rishus Rabim? If you're right, for that we don't learn out Tumah from Saita, because Saita is Tchilas Tumah, and here this halacha is Saif Tumah. Says the Gemara, because high time Reb Shimon, we could say that, he's Gomer Saif Tumah. He does learn out the end of Tumah, which is immersion, which is the removal of Tumah. Mitchilas Tumah, from the initial element of Tumah, which is touching Tumah, becoming Tumah. And he says, Matchilas Tumah, just like the initial creation of Tumah. Savig Naga, Savig Loi Naga, when you're not sure, did you touch the Tumah, did you not touch the Tumah? So that we know, Bishas Aram Tar, that we learn out from the laws of Saita, which is also regarding the initial creation of the Tumah, where we say in the public domain it's Tar, so that we say for Tchilas Tumah, so Reb Shimon holds Af Seif Tumah, so the same thing also for the end of Tumah. Savak Tavol, Savak Loi Tavol, you're not sure, did you immerse, did you not immerse, in other words, did you remove the Tumah, not, they're also going to say the same concept regarding the Savak Tumah, Bishas Arab and Tar, regarding the public domain it's going to be Tar. So we will say that regarding this Chaser, regarding did you remove the Tumah, we'll say that the Savak will be lenient, and that we're going to say that it's Tar. But Rabbanan, they say, no, Hachihashtik, can you compare the two? Hasam Gavra Becheskes Tarakai. There, like in the laws of Saita, or a person that not sure he was walking the street, did he touch something, tummy or not? Up until now, there was a presumption of purity. Misafka, Misveka, Loi Mechsina, Leila Tumah. Out of doubt, we're not going to create a Tumah. Like by Saita, we're not going to create a Tumah in Rosh Hashanah. Here also by the person, we're not going to create it. But Hachabar over here, like in the case of the mikvah, Gavra Becheskes Tumakai, this person or this vessel that immersed in the mikvah, up until now, it had a presumption of Tumah. Now we have a doubt regarding, we're not going to remove the Tumah, to the contrary, it's going to stay with its Chazaka, which therefore the Chacham said that in this Mishnah Mikvah, that out of the doubt, we're going to ask, actually, it's going to be a definitive Tumah, it's going to retain its Chazaka of Tumah. So that was two different interpretations to explain the Machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Chacham, which were these two Tanoic texts we brought on the previous daf on Beis Amabeis. But now the Gemara continues the theme of the questioning, which this is all going according to the first interpretation that the Gemara gave for what's the understanding of Shammai's opinion on Mishnah of Dain Shaitan. And we had asked one question, which from the case of Chavis, now the Gemara asks a second question on Shammai specifically. Says the Gemara, Maishnami Mavli, why is the halacha of our Mishnah of Nida, which is when a woman has an appearance of blood, and she sees and she becomes a Nida, regarding the laws of Tyrus, Shammai says, okay, from now on, that's enough, but what happened before, it's going to remain tahar. We're not going to say that, oh, we're going to be in doubt or definitively that it's tamei l'mafreya. Asking why it's different than the following case of the alleyway. It's not, we learn the Mishnah later on, the Mishnah says, Hasheret shenimtza b'mavi. They find a dead vermin, one of the types that when it's dead it conveys tumah, they find it in the alleyway. Says the Mishnah, metamei l'mafreya. It contaminates retroactively that any purities, anything that was done with Tyrus in that alleyway previously, we're going to consider it tamei. Until a person could say that that day, that, oh, I checked the alleyway this day, and there was no dead vermin because people were coming with truma and he knew, so he checked the alleyway. So then it's not going to contaminate from that day retroactively. But whatever happened up until that day when he checked it, that's going to be tummy. But from what if he said he checked, so then whatever was from before he checked is okay. Oi, achasa kibbut. Or until the time when they sweep, meaning because the tahiris that were done before the sweeping, that's going to be considered osotar, because the presumption is when a Jew sweeps their alleyways, when they're sweeping, they're checking, because they're involved with tahiris. So therefore, what was then before the sweeping, we could assume if he swept and he didn't see, then obviously before that it was tar. But if at that time he would have found, so if it would have been there, he would have found it when he was sweeping. But you're right. But the tahiris happened after the sweeping. Then you have that situation of doubt, because maybe right after he finished sweeping at 12 o'clock, maybe at 12:30, a sheretz came there and died. But whatever happened before the sweeping, that if he didn't see, because no one knew, we only found now, he would have found it because he would have checked. So then that's also valid. So one thing the Gemara is asking on Shammai is we see that. Regarding the sheretz that's found in the alleyway, we say that the tumah is l'mafreya until we know otherwise. That contradicts Shammai. He says, no, dayan shaitan. According to him, you should say the same thing like we say by the nida, that, okay, now you find it. Now whatever is done now, but whatever was done 20 minutes ago, that should be tumah, that should be tar. Here we see not like that. Says, Gemara hasam nami, there also is the same answer as we gave in the previous daf from those Tanaic texts. Kivan deka shratzim de gufe, since the alleyway has its own vermin. There's no alleyways have their own shratzim. Vishratzim dasim alma, you also have vermin that come from elsewhere. So katartal reis them. It's like something that has two flaws, two different variables with flaws. Oh, there Shammai agrees, as we said in the previous stuff, that's going to have a tumah misafik. Our Mishnah is only one flaw, therefore it says dayan shayim. Over yibay seimo, if you want, says the Gemara, you could say a different interpretation totally to explain the halacha of a Mishnah of Shammai. Not, as we said, because of the chazakah that the Isha has, that she was tar up until now. Rather, the reason of Shammai that they say dayin shaitan is hoil v'isha margeshas ba'asma, a woman senses, she has neuroception in herself. In other words, she knows when blood comes out of her. From the fact that she didn't feel anything yesterday, obviously, when she's checking right now, is right now when it came out, because else she would have sensed something. From the fact that she didn't, that tells us, actually, that it didn't happen yesterday. Now, but Vehil, they disagree, and they say we do have to suspect previously, because Kisvur HaGashas Miraklaimi, she could think that it was the sensation of urination, which also gives a similar sensation in the body, and therefore she could have confused, and therefore maybe really did start at previous time, and therefore they do suspect retroactively. Now, so the Gemara says, L'shamai, ha'iki yashena, you have a woman when she's sleeping. When she's sleeping, she's not conscious. She's not noticing the sensations in her body. And therefore, maybe she really did have the blood that was coming out and she just didn't realize. So why don't they say it's tamal mafreya? Says the Gemara, no, yashena nami, a sleeping woman too, says Shammai, agav tsari misera, because of the pain of the contractions of the body, releasing the blood, she would have awoken. And she would have realized. Midid havar gashas meraglam, just like a person realizes when it's time for urination, people generally notice that even when they're sleeping, if they have that urge to urinate, obviously the same thing is with the woman's blood coming out of the uterus, and therefore she would notice. In fact, that she didn't tell us it wasn't yesterday. Says the Gemara, but veka shaita. But you have a mentally deranged woman who she doesn't realize at all the body sensations. She's totally disembodied, and therefore she wouldn't notice. So why don't we say that by the shaita that Kobi she did have it, and we shouldn't say dying shaita? So I think, well, you're right. Ma'ida Shammai b'shaita. Shammai agrees by shaita. Mentally deranged woman. She doesn't realize Kobi she did have a hargasha and maybe it didn't happen right now. Says the Gemara, but hot kala nashim ketani. But Shammai's words were all women. All women seems to indicate also a shaita. So I think, well, no, kala nashim pikhis. It means all mentally sane women. Says Yimah, but the listening nashim, they don't say kol. Kol would seem to indicate all. Say women, dying shaitan. Says Yimah, no, lafukim in the Rebbe Eliezer. He didn't want to just say women because he wanted to preclude from the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Because the Amr Rabbi Eliezer, he says, is brought in the mission later on, the Zayin Amid Aleph. He says, Arba Nashim. He says there's only four women that we presume that it wasn't up until now, that it's sufficient right now when we find it. Besulay, but not more. So Kamashim Lon Kal Nashim, so Bishami specifically wanted to say all women, not just four women. But again, those all women is only pikhes, only mentally sane women, and not shaitan, not a mentally deranged woman. But the Gemara continues asking, it says, but veikig samim, there's the law of stains, which is if a woman sees a stain on her garment, which the Gemara explains later in the Daf Vav Med Aleph, that we say that, okay, it's going to say that she had a re'iyah, she had blood already previously, and it's going to make tummy even what happened before this point, until she could say, oh, at that point, at 12 o'clock, I checked my garment and there was no stain, or when they laundering the garments, and we know, but up until that point we have to suspect that she had a re'iyah at that time, and we don't say like Shammai that, oh, if it came out of her body she would have noticed. So says the Gemara, Lema Tanan Kesamim de Leke Shammai, shall we say that halach of Kesamim of stains is not like Shammai? Because he says a woman notices her sensations. So why would she be tummy? Let's say that the stain that's in her garment is not from her body because she didn't realize. Why do we say that, oh, okay, we see a stain that must have been, we don't know when, you'll have to suspect, whenever the stain happened that it came from her. Why? But she didn't have a body sensation. So Abaye says, no, Shammai agrees to the laws of stains. My time, what's the reason? Because Betzibulei Nasaska, she wasn't busy with birds to say that it's the blood from a bird, because the Gemara actually tells us over there that, yeah, for the laws of Kesamim, one could be lenient when there's a stain, to suspend it and hang it on anything that's possible that the blood came from, that it wasn't from her. But this woman wasn't busy with birds. B'shuk shel tabachim le'avir, she didn't go through the marketplace of the butchers. So haidam me'echasi, where did the blood come from? So therefore, you're right. Although generally we will say, like Shammai says, die in shaitan because she didn't sense. But here it's like, okay, but where did it come from? Therefore, we have to suspect that it came from the woman because there's no other place to say where it's possible that it came from. But in general, without the laws of Kesamim, then we say die in shaitan. Ibai say, everyone says the Gemara, a third interpretation in the opinion of Shammai. Hani time of the Shammai, the reason of Shammai is that we say dain shaitan, we only concern from now on, is because the me'isud abadam, if it's true that up until now there was blood, so me'ikar habasi, it would have came out beforehand. From the fact that we're checking now, we only see the blood now, obviously it only came out right now. Behil, they say no, kaisli beisarecham himidu, the walls of the vaginal canal, they held in the woman's body, the blood, but it was there in what's called the Ba'is HaChitzin, in the outer part, in the woman's vaginal canal, there was already blood there, it was just held in, and therefore we do have to suspect that she was tummy. Now, but Vashamai, they say, Kaisle Besarechem Leimik Midam, the walls of the vaginal canal can't contain blood. It comes out all the way, and the fact that it didn't come out tells us that there wasn't any blood. But then the Gemara asks them, Mishamesh is B'meich Ma'ikla Mimu, what are you going to say with a woman who has relations with a rag? I mean, say a woman fills up the place of relations with some type of a contraception, some type of a cotton or something like a rag that should draw up and soak up all the semen, all the seed, that she shouldn't become impregnated, and she usually leaves it over there, and she only takes it when she has to. And the question is that such a woman maybe. Maybe that held up the blood because it's closing up the whole area over there, which is Rashi brings, as the Gemara tells us elsewhere, that although generally a woman's not allowed to do that, but there are three women who could have relations with a maich, a minor, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman. But the Gemara asked, but such a woman, what are you going to say over there? You're saying that the reason why we say dying shaitan when she's doing a bedikah right now, oh, now she's tummy, not before, because the blood would have came. No, a woman who has a meich is not going to come because it's being held up, it's being plugged in. So Mabai says, yeah, meich d'shamei b'mishamesh is b'meich. Right, Shammai would agree with a woman that has a relation with a meich, because then his whole logic doesn't apply anymore because it's being held in. But Rav Amar, he actually says, no, meich nami, even with a meich, agav zeyah, because of the sweat of the woman's vaginal area, michvitz kovitz, it does shrink. And therefore, there actually is place for the blood to come out. And from the fact that it didn't come out, you still have Shammai's logic to say, obviously it wasn't there. And therefore, it's only going to be right now, dayin shaitan. But the Gemara does tell us a Maidi Rava b'Meichtachik. He agrees with what's called a Meichtach Adav. Meichtachik is when it's very tightly pressed together, and then we know that anything that was there is not going to have any room to leak out. That's when we say, okay, you're right over there. Then you have to be concerned for what was retroactively, because there's no logic anymore to say that if it was there, it would have came out. Now the Gemara asks, we gave so far three different interpretations in this opinion of Shammai. So the Gemara wonders, Ma'ika ben Hani Lishni, what's the difference between these last two interpretations we gave on this daf regarding that? No, it wasn't up until now, says Shammai, because a woman would have sensed it in her body. Or the other svar was because if it would have been there, it would have came. What's the difference between that, L'hayich Lishman, to the one we said, the interpretation of the previous daf, which was Hemani Shal Chazkasa, simply because the laws of Chazaka, presumption, which up until now she's tar, we presume that she's tar until we know otherwise, which is right now. What's the difference between those interpretations? So the Gemara continues on the basis and says, Ike Benayu, the difference between them would be Lemir Michavis and Mikvah Mavi, to ask the three questions we had asked on the first interpretation, from the laws of the keg of the wine regarding truma, the mikvah regarding that we found the tchasa regarding all the vessels that were immersed over there, the laws of the mava when we found the sherets that we sang. By all these, we say, oh, we sang Tumal Mafreya. And Shammai says that, no, there's no Tumal Mafreya. That is the difference. The first interpretation, which was based on the laws of Chazaka, that we could ask, because those halachas also have Chazakas, and yet still we say that it's Tamil Mafreya. Lahani Lishni Lek Lemir, but for these last two interpretations, you can't ask, because they agree that we wouldn't say that you would make it on its Chazaka when, like we said, when it's Nirta, when there's a Reyesa. Versus the, and it's only because of different svaras, because if the blood would have been there, it would have came out, but she would have got a hergish in her body. But therefore, those wouldn't have been questions on these last two interpretations, which, as the Tosafot Rashi explains, mean the practical difference is that according to the last two interpretations, you won't have to make that division, which ultimately requires an element of chiddush, between what the Gemara had said for Shammai according to the first interpretation of chad l'reis and tart l'reis. Mean to say, what do you mean? So there's chazaka, but there's a reisa. So why does Shammai say dain shaitin over here? And all those three halachas, we say that no, we are going to say tamal mafreya. So the Gemara answered, oh, there's a difference between one flaw, which our Mishnah, so we'll say dain shaitin, and all those halachas, the tart l'reisa. That's still a division that doesn't have to be said according to the other two interpretations. Then the Gemara says, okay, ma'ika bein hai lishna u'lahayich lishna. So what's in between these last two interpretations? Says the Gemara, la'baya ikamaych. According to Abaya, the difference is going to be when a woman has relations and she keeps it in her body, this maych, which according to the interpretation that says that Shammai's reasoning is because a woman would have sensed it in her body, so even if she has relations with a maych, you're still going to say dain shaitin because she didn't have any sensation. But according to the interpretation that says that, oh, if it would have been there, it would have came out, but then if she has a meich in her body, then Shammai would agree that it would be tummy retroactively because, no, it wouldn't come out because it's being plugged up. And l'Rava, ikam meich dachik. And according to Rava, slightly different, he holds no, meich would also come out, but when it's a tightly pressed meich, that's what he says would be the difference between these last two interpretations. Because it wouldn't necessarily come out, but still the woman didn't have a hargasha, and therefore we'd still say dayin shait. So the Gemara Tani Kei Lishna, we learned in the Braisa, like the interpretation that said that the reasoning of Shammai is Dimisa Havadam, because what do I mean? If you're saying that there was blood, Mikar Havasi, then it would have came out before. The fact that it didn't, says Shammai, it's obviously Dain Shait. The Braisa says as follows: Amalei Hillel Shammai. So Hillel said to Shammai, wait a second. Iyata Maida, don't you agree, Shammai? Bekupa, regarding a box, Shinishtam Shabbat Tahiris Bezavizu, that they had Tahiris, that Truma, something in the corner of this box. The Nintzah Sheretz Bezavas Acheres, and then they subsequently, after they already took the Tahiris out of the box, they find a dead Sheretz in the other corner. Shetahiris Rishainis Mit Atmeis, that the original things of the Tahiris that were in the box are going to be now retroactively considered Tamei, which is Rashi qualifies, the case is talking about specifically that if it was found in a different corner, and it was like a long box, that was either like 2 or 3 amas long. Where there you could say, and that's the concern that we're saying, that okay, retroactively we're going to say that it's Tamei, that maybe that dead Sheretz was there before we took out the Tahiris. And hence, the vessel became Tamei from the Sheretz, and then the Tahiris became Tamei from the vessel. And the reason is because he was only involved in one corner of the box, where he had his Truma and all his other stuff over there, but he wasn't involved in the other corner, and therefore he didn't see the dead Sheretz over there. But if it was in the same corner, then most definitely we would not say that the Tahiris are Tamei, because obviously it fell in afterwards, because it was there when he had his Tahiris over there, he would have seen it when he took it out. But the fact that he didn't, obviously it would be Tar. But we're talking about a long box, Tyrus are on one corner, the dead chariots we find subsequently in the other corner. We say, hey, what's the dead chariots doing over here? We don't know when they were here. Maybe we'll see when the Tyrus over there. So don't you agree that it would be Tame? So Shammai says, yes, I agree over there in that case that we're going to consider the Tyrus as Tame. So asked Hill, Umah Hefesh bin Zulazu, then what's exactly the difference between these two cases? They both were not sure, was that Tama over there a few hours ago? It's also a case of Tama Lamafrei. So why would you agree in the case of Nida? You don't. You say Dayan Shain. Said Shammai, there's a difference. Lazu yesh la shulayim. Here, by the case of the sheretz that you're asking me, there's a bottom to the box. Now, that bottom of the box held in the sheretz from falling out. So when he took out the tahiris, he took it out for the opening on the top. But the dead sheretz in the other corner, that he didn't see. So yeah, that's possible that it was there all along. So there I would agree that we have to be in doubt and say maybe the tahiris, we can't consider it Torah anymore. But lazu ein l'shalayim, the case of the nida in our Mishnah, there's no quote bottom of the box. Mean to say, if there was blood yesterday in the outer area of the woman, meaning in her vaginal canal, it would have came out. There's no bottom, there's nothing holding it in. So if it would have came out, and the fact that it didn't come out, obviously that there was no dam yesterday, and therefore there's no reason to suspect it was there yesterday, in contrast to the sheretz, which, yeah, maybe it was there, maybe it was being held in by the bottom of the box. So what we see from this dialogue is that obviously the Bryce is saying like that interpretation that Shammai held, the reasoning is because if it was there yesterday, then it would have came out. Since it didn't, obviously it only came today, now when we check, and therefore Dayan Shai. Now, fourth interpretation. Rav Ami says, Taima de Shammai. What's the reason of Shammai that they say Dayan Shai? So he says, Mishum bitl perviriv. It's because of the nullification of proliferation of having children. Because if we're going to be concerned for blood that maybe it was there in the vaginal canal, so a husband's going to be nervous and he's going to separate from his wife. He's going to say, well, how do I know like that there isn't over here? If we're always suspecting, so say Shammai, no. When you find it, then it's there. But when it's not, then we don't suspect. And therefore, he says, Dayan Shaitan, because we're going to say, oh, you know, maybe he saw it now, maybe it was there a few hours ago, maybe, who knows? So that would stop people from having relations. And Tan Hamach is similar in the Braisa, Amalei Shammai Lehil. Shammai said to Hill, Im Kain, if the case is like you, that you're saying, oh, she checked 4 days ago, oh, everything we have to now, everything has to be in doubt. So Batal to B'nai Yisrael, you're going to stop people from having children. Now, so the Gemara wonders, Amanda Tani Hai Lishnam, but according to this last interpretation, Hatanya Kiheich Lishnam, we just brought a Brisa just before, like the other interpretation. The Brisa was indicating, Dim Isa the Havadam, that Shammai's reasoning was based on the logic of, what I mean, if blood was here yesterday, Mikaravas, it would have came yesterday. But that's not the reason you're saying it's because of Bitla Piribiyabra. So the Gemara, Hasim Hill Dukatai, that was as we brought a dialogue, Hill made the error. Who saw the time of the Shammai? He thought the reasoning of Shammai was Dim Isa Dav Adam, if blood was there yesterday, Mikarabas, it would have came the day before. And therefore, Vakamak Shle Kupa, so he was asking from the case of the box, meaning here you have a case of a box, that you're not saying that, oh, that if the Sheretz was here yesterday, it would have came out when you took out the Tahiris, when you emptied out the box. And so why you don't say that? So why are you saying it over here by the Nida? And that Vamalei Shammai, Shammai said to him, which we don't have those words in the Braisa, but that's what this answer is going to say, that no, time into the Mishum Bitl Pivriyiva, you got it wrong. That's not my reasoning. My reasoning is based on Bitl Pivriyiva, which that's going to be a problem uniquely over here, and then I'm going to say Dayan Shait. Well, the Maidika Toys, Nami, the Kamakshas Kuba, but then Shammai goes even one step further. He says, and this did you made a mistake, that you thought my reasoning was because that if it was here yesterday, then it would have came out yesterday, and you're asking on me from the case of the box with the sheretz? He says, even that's not even a question. Because lezu yesh l'shalayim, lezu ein l'shalayim. Because here by the sheretz there's a bottom. So therefore we could say that it was here yesterday, it just didn't fall out because it's the bottom to the box. Here the woman has no bottom. So even if that was my reason, it still wouldn't be difficult because it would have came out. And the fact that it didn't, obviously wasn't here. Then the Gemara asks now in the reverse. Well, the man that Tani Hailish, according to the one who holds the other way, that holds that the reasoning is because if it was here yesterday, would have came out. But Hatanya Kihech Lishna, but we just brought a Brisa, the last one we brought, Mishum Bitl Perviv, that seemed to indicate that the reasoning of Shammai is based on because people won't have children then. So the Gemara Hachikam al Hill to Shammai. So this is what Hill was telling to Shammai. In, yes, time a comrade. You're right, you gave a good explanation. The Misa Dahavadam, because that's what this interpreter is saying, is it was really the main reason. That the Misa Dahavadam, because if that was the case that there was blood, Mikar Hava Asi. It would have came yesterday. And that's your reasoning. I could understand why you would say Dayan Shaitan. But Ramiya also segla devarecha, but still said hil tashami. You still have to make a fence rabbinically, a support for the laws of tuma, to make the tuma be a concern retroactively. Because the Maishna Mikala Terakul Davdin Siyag, why is it different than all of biblical law, which we always make fences? Which means to say that although you have a good logic to say that's what came now, but ultimately we're dealing with laws of Tara, laws of Nida, and there is ultimately a situation of doubt, you should at least make a rabbinic Siyag and say that, like my opinion, we should be concerned for retroactively from the last time that we knew definitively that she was Tara. To which Amalei, on that point is what Shammai was telling Hillel, him came, but if that would be the case, then I would make a rabbinic siyag, but tata b'nei Yisrael m'pir v'yivya. But then you would nullify the Jewish people, the Jewish women, from having children, because they would all be concerned and say, hey, maybe, who knows, whatever, and that's why we don't make the rabbinic, but the biblical is really based on, because if it was here yesterday, it would have came out. Which, as Rashi points out, the Gemara could have asked also on the other interpretations and given the same answer and said that, oh, Hillel made a mistake. He thought the reason of Shammai was because of that, and therefore he asked him from the box. And that Shammai said to him, no, the reason of me really is because, let's say, Hemet Isha Chazkasa, or because Isha Margesha, she would have sensed it. Oh, but even this, the fact that you thought my interpretation was that with the box, oh, I could tell you that there's a difference between the box and the women. But that would be the same dialogue, and therefore each price is not difficult on the other interpretation. But the Hill, regarding this response of Shammai to Hill, that say, I can't make this siyag because women are not going to have children. He says, "Mepiv rivi mikamina." He says, "Was I talking about marital relations? Litaris through the kamina. This that I was saying, which are actively to be concerned, wasn't for the laws of nida. There's two main applications: the laws of nida. There's the yerideya. There's the laws of the prohibition of relationships, which a woman who's nida does not have relationships." Unrelated to the laws of Tumah, and then there's laws of Tumah and Tara that relates to Anida like other sources of Tumah. Says, I wasn't saying for relations. Relations, of course, we'll say Dayan Shaitan. I was talking about the laws of Tara, and that we should make a Siyag. But the Shammai says, no, the Tara is not related. No, even for the laws of Tara, the Im came, because that would be the case, Libu Nekve Parish. Still, the husband would say, wait a second. Yeah, I know for relations they didn't say, but you see for Tyrus, maybe really were need them. I don't know, I'm not comfortable, and so on. So the Shammai says, no, we can't make any Sogam, even in a different context, because that would still make people feel uncomfortable, and thus void having relations, and thus diminishing the proliferation of the Jewish people. Now the Gemara continues with one of the halachas we just mentioned, that the mnemonic of the following four responses that the Gemara gives, Shulayim, Bedukin, the bottoms are checked, which each one of these words is a different answer in the Gemara. Machus and Bezavis, covered in the corners, that's him, and that's a mnemonic to recall the following four interpretations of the following discussion. Itma, we learned as follows. Kupa, Shinishtamsha, but Taharis Bezavizu. Sounds exactly like what we just mentioned before. There's a box that a person had utilized for his truma, for some type of a Taharis, in one corner. The Nimtza Sheretz Bezavis Acheris, and subsequently they find a dead Sheretz in the other corner. So Chizkiyami says, Tyrus or Shain is Tyrus. The Tyrus that were there before we found the Sheretz, but we had taken out already since then, they're considered Tahar. And Rabbi Yechonami says, Tyrus or Shain is Tameh. Says, no, the things that originally were there are considered Tameh. Because we don't know, maybe it was there at the time when this dead Sheretz was there. Now, the Gemara wonders, but Veshaman Vehil, we just brought before that Shaman Hill, Maidu Bakuba, they both agree. Even Shammai, by the case of the box, the Taharis Rishayin is Tamei, is that the original Taharis are Tamei. So how do we understand the opinion of Chizkia, who is saying that's Tar? Says the Gemara, Kimaydu Shammai Vehil. No, when did Shammai Vehil agree, was Bakuba Sheesh L'Shalayim, was a box that had a bottom, as we mentioned this before. And the person was taking out his Taharis from the opening on the top. So therefore, had there been a Sheretz over there, it's possible that the person would not have seen it and it would not have come out. But when the Chizkin Reichen have their machlekes, is bekupish in l'shalayim. We're talking about a box that has no bottom. Now, what does that mean? So there are certain types of boxes made out of wood where there's no top or bottom, and you could utilize it on its side in the length, the hollow of its length, that when it's on the ground, so, or even if it's up, but you're using it, there's no bottom, and there's no bottom or top, but you could use it in the space that's in the hollow of its length. Now, the thing is, but when the person is lifting it up to pour out what's in there, everything's coming out. So even if you have it on the ground, then there's no bottom, but it's being held by the ground. But when once you pick it up, there's nothing going to be left inside of it. So therefore, that's different than the case of Shammai, that he's agreeing over there. Yeah, Shammai's agreeing with this at the bottom of the box. So yeah, for sure you could suspect that maybe there was a sheres. And he, even he would agree, you don't say dayan shaitan. And the tires are going to be tummy. But Chizki and Rabbi Yechon are talking about that there's no bottom. So the Gemara wants, English alayim, my time in Rabbi Yechon, there's no bottom. So now the question is in the reverse. So how do we understand the reasoning of Rabbi Yechon? What do you mean? Most definitely that if it would have been there at the time that the tires were there, so then both of them would have came out. But we didn't see it then. So why are we suspecting to say that the tires may be that they're going to be tummy? Why should they be tummy? Obviously the tar. Obviously the sheretz came in later. Says the Gemara, no. Ein lo shelayim, right? There's no bottom, but b'yesh lo ugnim. But there is a lip. Means instead of a bottom, there is a lip, which means to say that the edge of the planks, of the walls, are turned inward, which has a lip. So even when you're pouring something out, the lip could hold on to it. And therefore, that's the machlekes. So Rabbi Yechon is concerned to say, maybe the sheretz was there, because it got, maybe it got stuck in the lip. Which Chizki says, no, that it's going to be tar, which is, he's not concerned that he's saying, since there's no bottom, if you pour it out, then everything would have fell out. Obviously, the tires wasn't there at the time that the sheretz was there. Now the Gemara asks on Chizki, v'tan, l'itna b'raisa. Hamadla asor d'lo yimayim. Someone pours 10 pitchers of water, means say, he takes the same pitcher, but and 10 times he draws water, and he pours it into a large vessel. Now, and he does his bezechas, one after another, one pitcher, two pitchers. Now he's on to one of his number 6, 7, 8, one of the pitchers that he's pouring, number 10, he finds a sheretz in one of them. Says the Braisa, hu tameh b'kol tarin. So that pitcher full, he finds a sheretz in the pitcher, so that's going to be tameh, because the dead sheretz is making tameh. But v'kol tarin, all the rest of the pitchers that we had poured the water, they're all going to be considered tar, because you say that right now the sheretz fell in, because since he's finding it only right now before he's pouring in this pitcher full into the large vessel, obviously it fell in now and the rest are going to be tar. Now on that brace of Amrish Lakish Mishra Mibyane, to qualify that Loishanu Ele She'en Loi Ugnim, we only said this brace only if that there is no lip for the pitcher, which it's totally open. We're most definitely right now, that had it been there in the first few times when you join, if the sheretz would have been somewhere there in the pitcher, so then it would have fell out from the pitcher with the water. That's when the Braisa says that, okay, therefore it's only this time that we see it, that obviously it fell in right now. But says Rabbi Yanai, but if there's a lip to the pitcher, then they're all going to be tummy, because maybe the sheretz was there, but it got stuck in the lid. Says the Gemara, Lemechizkiya, Leslie Derbiani. So based on what we just explained there, Machlekes, that we're talking about that there's no bottom, but we said, but there's a lip, there's a lid, there's something there that there's a little indentation that it could get stuck in. Chizkiya still said that it's gonna be tar. Obviously it seems like he's not like Derbiani, who says no, when there's some type of a lip, that it could get stuck, and then we do suspect that it was there even before him. Says the Gemara, no, two differences. The cases are different. The Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon were talking about a case of that there's produce. And here, the case of Rabbi Yanai is talking about water. And there's two differences. First of all, mayisharki, water is slippery. And therefore, you don't have to pour the pitcher totally upside down when you're pouring it, because the water is going to spill out anyway. So therefore, you could say over there, like Rabbi Yanai said, that could be it got stuck in the lip, which held in the sheretz. And therefore, there we have to suspect regarding the tumma. But peri leisharki, but produce doesn't just slip out when you're pouring out the tires from what's holding it, from the box. So therefore, the way you'll have to take it out is you're going to totally turn it upside down on its face, because produce is just not going to slip out. So therefore, Chizki held, had there been a sheretz with the tires, it would have slipped out and came out with it, because you totally turned it upside down, even if there's some type of a lip. That's why he says over there it's going to be tar. Or you know, another difference is ma'ale kopetalayim. By water, people are not so particular if a little bit of the water remains in the pitcher. It's just water. So therefore, when the person's pouring the pitcher, he's not going to pour it all the way, turn it upside down. So it could be, since he didn't turn it all the way upside down, that some of the water, and therefore the sheretz too, got stuck in the lip, holding up the sheretz, because he didn't turn it totally upside down. But peru kopetalayim, but produce, people are particular, you want to get it all out. And therefore, he's going to turn the box all the way upside down on its face, and therefore, nothing's going to be left inside. And had there been a sheretz, even if there's a lip, it would have been over there, and therefore, they wouldn't have been left inside. So, therefore, Chizki says, if we see it now, obviously it's only now, because when we took it to the tires, the sheretz would have came out then, and no sheretz came out then. Now, that's one resolution. V'bayisim, if you want to give a different answer for Chizkiya regarding what we originally asked, we said that, wait a second, how could Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan disagree when Shammai and Hill both agree in this case that it's going to be Tamei? And Chizkiya is saying it's Tar. So that's the Gemara. V'bayisim, if you want, you could say, Kimoy di Shammai v'Hill, when do they agree? And this, these are the mnemonics that we said, which the second one of the mnemonic of Badukin, is B'kub b'she'in b'duka. Shammai and Hill were talking about a box that wasn't checked, that when they were doing Taras inside of it, they didn't check it beforehand. So therefore, it doesn't have a cheskes tahara to say that we have a presumption that it's tar. So therefore, when you subsequently find, Shammai says, yeah, maybe it was there, we don't know. And therefore, even Shammai would agree that you have to suspect for tumma. But it's contained on top of dalam and alf, ki pligi cheskes verbichon, and when do they disagree? Is bakuba beduka, is when you had already checked the box beforehand, as the Gemara explains the machlekes. Mar saver cheskes held habatka. We checked it. So we have it has a presumption of tahara. So therefore, we're going to presume that it's tar. So even though now we find the sherets, but okay, it probably fell in later. But Amar Sover, Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. He says, no, Amrim, Silik Yad Nafal, that maybe afterwards when he, although he checked it, maybe the moment he finished checking it, that second, 2 seconds later, he turns around, a dead sheretz falls in. So for that whole week when he had his tyrus inside over there, and then he takes it out, maybe the sheretz is really there. Maybe he just didn't see it. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon holds that it's going to be tummy. But the Gemara wonders, v'hadumi de'isha katani. Hill and Shammai, that when they were discussing their case, which we're explaining right now, they were told that it wasn't checked. So that's not difficult on Chizkiya. They didn't check, so therefore they can agree that it's both tummy. But Chizkiya is saying, but when it was checked, then it's going to be tar, which Rabbi Yechon says, no, even if it was checked, he holds it's still going to be tummy. But the Gemara wonders, how can you say the case of Hill and Shammai is tummy, that it was not checked, but Hill asked to Shammai, he says, wait, if you agree in that case, then ma hayvrish bin zula zuyas, and what's the difference between that case and the case that we disagree in the Mishnah regarding the woman that's in Nida? So it's compared to the case of the woman. Now, v'isha bedukahi, the woman is considered checked from beforehand, because women that deal with tyrus, they generally check themselves in the morning and the evening, and even so, we say that if we're comparing the two and the woman's a beduka, so then we're back to the question. So then, even so, the tyrus of the kupa, Shammai says, is tamei, even though obviously it is a case of beduka. So we're back to the question for Chizkiya. Can't say that, they're talking about any beduka, but then how would it be comparable to the case of our mission of the woman who is considered beduka? Says the Gemara, no, keeping the shchicha bedam, since a woman is commonly found that she has blood from the uterus, so kisha ain't a beduka dam, you should actually consider like she's not checked. So that we're back to the answer. So in the case of the box, could be like we said, it's told my case of Eina Beduka wasn't checked. So therefore that's the parallel. So Hillel asked to Shammai, so hey, so what's the difference? That both cases of Eina Beduka, why over there do you agree that we are concerned with Tumah Lemafrei and him by the woman not? That was what Hillel was telling to Shammai. But again, that's why it's not difficult on Chizkiya, because although he says that it's Tar, it's told that it was Beduka. The box was checked, and therefore he holds that there's a Cheskes of Tara, whereas again, Rabbi Yochanan holds there's no difference. He holds even if it was checked, could be we still have to suspect for Tumah because Imsili Kideh was Nafal. But again, that's the second interpretation for Chizkiya, why it's not difficult from the Halach of Shammai and Hillel, why they're saying both Tumah, and how is he saying Tar? Again, like the first interpretation, either because that if there's a bottom or there's not bottom, like the second interpretation, this is that Shammai and Hillel is talking about that it was not checked, and if it's Tumah, where they're talking about that it was checked beforehand.